When my brother was born, I was just on 12. And the night before he was born, my mother said, "Would you like to go round and stay with Mrs. Andrews?" It was a friend of ours. And I thought, "Oh, that was great. Yes, I'd like to spend the night with Mrs. Andrews." So I stayed the night, and I came home in the morning. Mrs. Andrews said, "Oh, you can go home now." So I went home. It wasn't far from where we were living in Petone. And when I got into the side, I saw a most beautiful baby in a basket on a chair in the dining room. And then I saw somebody rushing round in a starched apron with a cap on her head. And I thought, "Well, who are you?" And I said to her, "Who's this in the basket?" She said, "That's your little brother." "Oh," I said, "well, then I'll go and tell my mother." She said, "Don't you dare open that door. Your mother is very ill." Well, I was nearly 12, and I had no idea in the wide world where my brother had came from or how he got there or anything else. And I think that was quite wrong. I should have been told, but I must have been very naive or an idiot or something. I don't know what. But I never noticed that my mother was any different or having a baby.